Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week, we're looking at the thought, questioning Christmas. And we use the passage in the book of Matthew, chapter number 2, where the Bible declares, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared." And we're looking at the questions that are asked in this passage concerning the birth of Christ. We began on yesterday in verse number 2. It was the wise men who asked the question, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" Well, can I say that Herod was totally oblivious that the fact that there was a king being born, particularly a king of the Jews. He had no idea. This was the first that he had heard of it. But he and all of Jerusalem with him were without excuse for not knowing of whom the king would be born, for not knowing of whom the Christ would be born. You see, the Bible had already told them and given them in Genesis 49:10, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and until him and unto him gathering of the people be." Well, the fact that Herod was on the throne, the direct ruling of the children of Israel, was a fulfillment of this passage, because the lawgiver had departed from their feet. And so there was an Edomite who was on the throne. And so it was time for Shiloh to come. And it would, of course, come from the tribe of Judah. And so no excuse for not knowing of whom he would be born. But then, secondly, let's look today. No excuse for not knowing what would be the sign he would be born. The Bible declares in Matthew 2:2, "For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." Now, there is no other historical or biblical or otherwise any account that a star was ever associated with the birth of a king. And yet these wise give this as proof positive how they know that a king has been born. "We have seen his star in the east," his star in the east, "and are come to worship him." Well, where could they have gotten that from? Where would they have come up with this notion that a star would mark the birth of a Jewish king? Well, could it have been from Daniel? Because Daniel became the head of all the wise men for saving their hides when they were failed to reveal what the secret of the signs was to the ruler of Babylon. But the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17, clues us in on this. The Bible says, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob," and the word star is capitalized, a proper noun. "There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth." Can I say that apparently everyone could see this star, and yet only the wise men had related it to the fact that the scripture had said that a star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. And so the star and the birth of the king, wise men knew that they were related, and so therefore all of Israel was without excuse. Father, we pray that you'd help us to glean from the Christmas story. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.